Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Remember Our Almighty Ultimate Counselor by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered him, It is said, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Luke 4:9-13. When I consider this scripture in Luke, I find myself in awe of who God is and what he did for us when he sent his son Jesus into the world. Why, you might ask? Because Jesus' coming changed the trajectory of life for all of us who are His. The beauty of what took place on the night of Christ's birth should echo in everything we as Christians do. One topic I've always loved to study is the sacred names of God, and one of my favorites being Wonderful Counselor. We see this lived out so beautifully in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus is tempted by Satan. This story in Scripture is one we cannot overlook. It puts depth and meaning to who God is and what He does for His people. As I unpack Luke 4, which I often do, I'm always taken aback at how Jesus shuts down the enemy's temptation. With each rebuttal He gave, it began with, It is written, or It is said. Here we see Jesus in the thick of temptation, reciting exactly what God's word says. What an incredible example this is for us, because often, in the throes of a spiritual attack, we get overly emotional or too discouraged to speak the word with authority and send Satan back to where he belongs. Jesus showed us that we shouldn't speak what we think or what we feel to Satan, but what we know as all authoritative truth. Can I get an amen? You see, knowing the Word of God is so much more than just memorizing. It's hiding the ultimate truth that cuts through the enemy's tactics in our hearts. It means that we must lean into the Lord as our counselor and speak His Word boldly, because it's the only weapon of defense we have on this earth. As I reflect on my relationship with the Lord and how it's grown over the last decade, I see spots of deafening temptation that God sustained me through. I see many, many moments where His Word and His Spirit counseled my heart, guiding, directing, and protecting me through the world that we reside in for now. My prayer for your heart and mine is that we would look to the fullness we've received in our relationship with God the Father, that we'd be reminded daily to write His Word on our hearts. The Lord has promised to counsel us, shepherd us, and sustain us through all the temptations that come up against us. We are never alone. Today, begin to unpack who God says He is. See for yourself why we must know His Word, and rejoice in the promise of His life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of Your Word and Your promises to lead us out of temptation. I pray that I would do just as Jesus did in the midst of the attacks He faced from the enemy. Lord, as I walk through this life, stir Your confidence in my heart to trust who You say You are, and that You are my wonderful counselor for all of my days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.